developments that happen to be taking place in the far north. Jason Begani is on our Friday forum on this time on a Friday. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Nick Mills. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'd like to make this announcement that I won't be going to Waitangi. I'd like to. But I just think that how popular you can be by making a decision not to go. So I thought that I would increase my popularity by 150,000% by saying I'm not going to tomorrow.
I would like to announce as the opposition that I'm also not going to Waitangi.
Oh, but no, but the opposition are going, and apparently they're going to be making. In fact, did I see that several Labor MPs are there, Andrew Little, Grant Robertson, I've seen there, Kelvin Davis, obviously. Then they are apparently going to make, what's the saying? Make hay while the sun shines in terms of, well, no one from the government's there. They're just going to have the floor open to themselves.
So I think that's a strategic mistake. I understand why Kelvin would be there. He's the local MP. But if you go up there as the opposition MPs, so either Andrew Little ends up being a patsy to Kingi Tauru and the Harawira family, in which case he looks weak, or he gets attacked, in which case he looks like he's being attacked.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a lose-lose scenario. Yep. I cannot see what the benefits are.
I've had a couple of people saying to me this morning, Nick, that the Prime Minister, they believe, has guaranteed himself a fourth term by finally putting a line in the sand, saying enough is enough. The office of the Prime Minister has to be respected regardless of who it is.
I've been listening to your show driving around town this morning, Tim, and I totally agree with that. And I think that realistically he would have had a fourth term. I think it's not whether he'll get a fourth term, it's whether he wants to have a fourth term. I think that realistically he's a very wealthy man. He's now, people with money then want power. He's had power and he's got money. Why would he waste some more of his life doing things that are really, really hard when he could actually really enjoy his life, give something back to his family? I don't think he'll want to, but I mean, that's off the point. But I think he's done his popularity a wonderful thing. And I think I thought, how brilliant is this? And no matter what the opposition do, they can't win this. Josie's dead right. But Little will go there thinking that he's going to get all the media attention. I hope that the media don't pay any attention to it whatsoever, and then we'll suddenly get somewhere.
The great irony of this, as somebody who would like to see a centre-left government in 2017, that they're just guaranteeing an extension of a national government that will continue, in my view, not to make the most of opportunities like the TPP. Mm. I mean, the biggest criticism I've heard of the TPP that I think makes sense is that they think, well, this government won't make the most of creating higher value products, you know, yogurt and cheese rather than milk powder or higher value manufacturing products, because they don't intervene in the market. They don't support businesses to do that. That makes sense to me. But now you've just guaranteed that there's likely, most likely, to be another national government.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's so, as somebody on the left, this is so counterproductive.
Mm. I heard, because the reason the Prime Minister's not going, or one of the reasons, is because of the signing of the TPP on Thursday. I heard a bit with Mike Hosking this morning where Lee Hart was going around out and about and interviewing some of the protesters just to try and get the message through about how much did the people who were protesting actually know what they were doing. And among those he interviewed was David Cunliffe, the former Labour leader, who decided to get out there and join in the march. And I don't think he ended up sitting on the motorway or making a nuisance of himself. But the fact, Nick, that the former Labour leader would go out there and align himself with 10,000 people who are anti what they believe is something which is going to bring this country to its knees, again, I just think it's an enormous out of touch.
I think it's just trying to get some publicity.
It's bad.
People that have had that drug of media attention and fame, and then suddenly they haven't got it, they'll do anything to regain it and get another snort of cocaine, really. And that's really what it was. I actually disagreed with the Lee Hart whole approach to it. I thought it was taking the piss out of something that was quite serious, and I wanted to know what was going on. I wanted the information, and really all we got was,
I think that's the big thing is that most people don't really understand what's in the TPP.
Nobody does.
And they're confused about it. So the more that you have opposition to TPP, people who oppose it, exaggerating the claims. Mm. So we've heard that it's going to undermine democracy, that, you know, Monsanto McDonald's will be making our laws. Somebody said it's going to impinge on gay and lesbian rights.
Mm. Yep.
Or it's going to, cause obesity, or it's to blame for our high cholesterol levels.
Everything
just,
to blame.
The more exaggerated it gets, you think, okay, that tells me, if you're listening, that there is no smoking gun. Mm. There is nothing in there that is so bad that we shouldn't be part of something that's going to connect us with 800 million
people.
Consumers.
Either of you, I was just watching the protesters and I saw the footage on the news last night and I just thought they're very interesting people. There's the difference between protesters and anarchists, you know. Anarchists trying to bring down a government, anarchists trying to cause as much disruption as possible. But have you ever seen a tactic of little mobs of people running around and just sitting down at intersections, sitting down on motorways?
Yes, I have seen it before.
Yeah. Been on them.
I was going to ask, would either of you ever join one of those?
When I was in my teenage years, in my 20s and even into my 30s, I went on protests. I went on anti-apartheid protests. I went on anti-fascist protests. And that's another thing that bugs me about this. The idea that you would equate the Springbok tour in 1981 and anti-apartheid protests with signing a trade deal. For God's sake, you know, have some shame. Apartheid was a truly horrific invention by some pretty nasty human beings. This is a trade deal. You know, you have to accept that reasonable people can disagree on whether this is a good thing or on balance, not a good thing. Mm. This is not apartheid. This is not nuclear-free New Zealand. This is ridiculous.
Can you imagine, Nick, a young Josie standing at the front of a march yelling, no fascism, no fascism?
I can totally imagine it. And then looking at all those people last night, I always put Josie in there with them. You know?
Maggie, out.
She would have to be the person with the megaphone.
2, 4, 6, 8. We don't want no fascist something
state,
or other.
State.
Thank you. Yes. The last one I went on actually was in the UK with some Labour Party mates of mine, and we were marching on an anti-fascist demonstration, and we turned to each other and we went, who are the fascists again?
Yes.
And we thought, actually, bugger this, let's go and have a coffee.
Someone asked me, they might have sent me an email in the last couple of years if I could organise a protest rally about something that I think the Wellington City Council was doing. It vaguely crossed my mind that I would, but then I'd be...
I can't imagine you on a protest.
No, I can't imagine organising it, but I just can't... It'd be horrifying if you organised it and no one turned up.
Like having a party and, you know, three people turn up and have some embarrassing small talk.
Exactly.
I have to tell you the story of when I was very young and a little bit more successful than I was am now, but I lived directly across the road from the South African embassy, ambassador's home, when the South African thing... So obviously...